I know that grammar isn't many people's favorite things, but when an editor explained this to me, I didn't realize what I was doing. And I was using a lot of passive verbs, and it makes for very, very weak copywriting. It also reduces your word count. So if you're tight on space, you're probably using a lot of passive verbs.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It is your host and friend, Adam A. Adams, and I'm sitting here today with Julie Hawley. You know Julie from episodes 1 of 8, 2 of 8, 3 of 8, 4 of 8, 5 of 8, 6 of 8, 7 of 8, and 8 of 8 so far. Actually, I should be saying 1 of 12, but this is the 9th meeting, and we're going to be coaching and talking about two things that you might care about. We're actually going to be developing her introduction, which, as you may recall from 8 of 12, her intro was a little long. It was longer than we need. I think it was pretty close to a minute. Is that right, Julie?
Yep.
Getting
pretty
there.
Close to it.
And the copy is really good. Like, your intro is actually very good. It's the only problem is it's long and people are going to be fast forwarding it. And so if you're listening and you have a longish thing, and anything that's long is more than 20 seconds, our goal is going to be 15 seconds. I don't know if we'll get there today. Our goal is going to be 15 seconds, but it might end up being 20 or 25 at most. But for you listening, when you're doing your intro, just remember that the first few seconds of a podcast episode are the most important. It's like prime real estate. And so you don't want to put just a random business at prime real estate. You want to have a business there that can serve and support a lot of people. You want to be able to have a business that can make a lot of money. And so you utilize that prime real estate for the best business possible, the highest and best use. And so we're talking about the highest and best use of the time of having some intro for Julie Hawley's podcast. She's going to be asking me also about some blind spots that she might have. And so I don't know where that part of the conversation is going to go yet. So keep listening. Stay with us. We'll hone in on the intro. That might take us 20 or 30 minutes, and it's going to give you a ton of value. And then we're going to talk about some blind spots that she has that you probably have too. So let's jump in. What's up, Julie?
Hey, what's up? Great to see you too.
Well, let's start with your intro. I'm just going to plug in my phone here to my Rodecaster Pro.
Those are kind of dream machines, by the way, the Rodecaster Pro.
If you're listening and you're like, do I have to spend, they're like $700-$800. I think they're $799. For most people, that's a ton of money. Like that is a lot of money. For me and my company, we do have it and we like it, but you don't have to do that. But what I like about it is I can just connect my phone to it and I can take like a phone call of a guest over the phone, but I can also just plug it in and go to my podcast or go to her podcast. And so I'm going to pull up as soon as it's refreshing. That's the perfect time to refresh. All right, here we go. The Conscious, typing it in, Investor. Oh, it says He Conscious because I didn't put a T-ha. Have you ever seen, what's that? I think it's Dumb and Dumber. And they're reading it and he's all T-ha, T-he, it's the. Oh, the. I had he on there. Tahi.
That's fantastic. As a former teacher who used to teach in the public schools and teach kids how to read. Yeah.
I love it.
Cracks me up. Yeah.
All right, let's listen.
If we can continue to have those just next three steps, we're going to keep that momentum going. We're not going to reach our dream overnight. We're going to reach our dream through incremental actions.
So this is obviously the teaser, and it's going to hit right at that 15 to 17 second mark, which is perfect.
Writing those down is going to be really powerful. If you're interested...
That was exactly 17 seconds. All right. If you're interested, she says, for the intro.
...in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast.
Okay, first thing that I'm noticing right off is the volume of the music is a little high, but we'll keep playing.
features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday Mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel. Welcome back, Conscious Investor.
That was not bad. What the heck? That's 25, 26, 27, 20. I think that's 29 seconds, Julie.
And I just found it. I'm like, okay, now I can actually share this with you, which is great.
That's honestly not bad. I'm backing up twice. Let's see.
Really powerful. If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday Mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's like 29 seconds. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't know why I thought it was longer.
I'm not sure, but there were some things, and I just realized that what I sent you, and this is going to be interesting for you, podcaster, because I literally just sent Adam a link to what I thought was the intro to this, and intro copy is actually all of like how I was reworking it. It's my brainchild, basically, and kind of just some of the thoughts that I have for the podcast, which is really interesting.
Okay, so what ended up happening is Julie didn't have the copy already. And she said that she was embarrassed and she should have had it. And that was a good lesson for you, is that you should just have that copy, the script, the intro written down in front of you, so it's easily accessible. But at any rate, it is three main sentences. So it's pretty short, and it's about, I think it was 29 seconds or so. So not terrible. By any means, it's real close to where we need it. So the first takeaway that you're going to need to know, if you're redoing yours to bring it down from 90 seconds to 15 seconds, or from 60 seconds to 15 seconds, or even from 29 seconds to 15 seconds, the things that you really want to be thinking about are hook, story, offer. Again, that's hook, story, offer. What hook, story, offer means is you're going to grab their attention. You're going to tell them what you want them to know. And then you're going to grab the attention. That's a hook. You're going to tell them what you want them to know, which is a story. And then you're going to tell them what to do. And that's the offer. So for example, anything that we do in social media posts, that's hook, story, offer. So you want to have a good tagline. You want to grab attention. You want people to stop the scroll. And then you want to tell them what you want to tell them. And then you want to tell them to do whatever the thing is. Call me. Comment below, try this in your own home, whatever. You will have some type of offer, hook, story, offer. You'll notice also that when you're doing an episode of any kind, you want to do hook, story, offer. The hooks that comes with your teaser, you heard Julie had a teaser on this episode. The story is whatever you want them to know, and the offer is whatever you want them to do. And so be thinking about what do you want them to know and what do you want them to do? And those things come second and last. And the hook is what comes first, and it's just to grab attention. It's to stop them from scrolling if you're on social media. It's to get them to say, man, I've got to listen to this. So my hook today as we start recording this episode, you can rewind it and go back if you like to, but remember that the hook was something to the effect of, today, we're going to be talking about the intro. It's too long. We're going to figure out how to shorten it. If you want to be able to shorten yours, do it. A better hook would be, did you know 80% of podcasters have an intro that's too long? Did you know 80% of podcasters, nobody listens to their intro because it's too long? That would have been a phenomenal hook, right? Something else could, so a stat or a question. Maybe the question could be, do you know why you're not getting any downloads? It might be because you have a crappy hook, story, and offer for your intro. It might be because your podcast intro is too long. Now you're hooked. Now you're like, this is interesting. This has got something to do with me. So there's just a couple of ideas of what it means to have hook, story, offer. And in the hook, you generally want to call out your avatar. Write that down. You generally want to call out your avatar. You will basically want that person that you know you're going to add value to. You want them to say, this is for me. And so let's talk about Julie's hook. She says, if you're interested in highly successful investors overcoming limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. I would say that this is a good hook. It's calling out the avatar. It's trying to. It's saying, if this is you, then this podcast is for you. And I think all of us should do that. All of us should make sure that we're saying, you know, if you want to be a better podcaster, you need to listen to the podcast on podcasting, something like that. Because it calls out my avatar. That's you. You're the listener. You're the avatar. You are a podcaster or about to become a podcaster. And you want to be the best, most successful that you can. And so I will say something like, if you want to be the most successful podcaster, you absolutely can. You have to listen to the show. And now you might say, ooh, that's me. Here's the thing that I'm looking at when I'm reading this. It says, if you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. I think it doesn't really hit my emotion. So this is not the first lesson of this podcast. We've had a couple of lessons so far in this episode.
Yes, we have.
But think about this. You should grab their heart, their worries, their stresses, what they're freaking out about, what they need to overcome, what they're afraid of. And think about it like this. People generally will take an aspirin every time they have a headache. They'll take a Tylenol, an aspirin, an ibuprofen, whatever, if they've got a headache. If their finger is swollen because they went jeeping and they rolled their Jeep on top of their hand and their finger still doesn't bend. I don't know anyone who would do that. But if that's you, you'll probably take pain meds. The interesting thing is most of us don't always eat right, even though we know we should. We don't always take our multivitamin. Like, we don't see an automatic change from today when we didn't take it to tomorrow when we took it. Or if we took it every day for 2 weeks straight, we're not going to notice a big change. And so for that, we're not probably most of us. If you're listening and you take your multivitamins, good for you. Let's give you a clap. But a lot of us, we don't think it's that important. There's nothing like making us need to take that multivitamin. And it's because it's a positive thing. We don't run toward positive. That's just human psychology. That's basic sales strategy. We do not run toward good things. We run away from bad things. So make sure you got that written down. This from Julie. I know Julie well. I know her personality. She's bubbly. She's sparkly. She's kind. She wants to be friendly. She wants to be helpful. She wants everybody's life to be better. So I know that about her, and I can see that in this copy. This is the good side of the rainbow. If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. People don't run toward a multivitamin. They run away from a headache. They need something to solve their problem.
That right there is gold. And I think that for you, podcaster, you might be similar to me where it's really uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to talk about the pain. I don't want to be like the rest of the media outlets out there. I don't want to be telling people the doom and gloom. I want to be the beacon of light and hope and life. And so I really, as you're talking about this, I'm just like, I have to give myself permission. If I really want to support and help my listener, I need to give myself permission. I have to meet them where they are. And that's incredibly uncomfortable for me.
How about this? Let's go into this. Right now, you're trying to say, hey, everybody, take this multivitamin. And what I want you to say is, do you have a headache? How bad does your headache feel? Why does it feel that way? And do you want to solve that problem? Well, there's only one way. So does that make sense so far?
It totally does. So it's really, I need to be talking to, and we know if you've listened, podcaster, you've already heard. If you haven't, go back to episode one where we talk about my avatar. It's episode one or two. And I get into Ryan Stark and who he is and what his worries are. And so I should be addressing those in my introduction. It seems so simple. There's such a disconnect though. So I should be saying, like, you know, if you're tired of being on the hamster wheel and wondering what your financial future looks like with where you're at, and you want to understand how the highly successful investors, I think that's only scratching the surface though. I think that's like still superficial. Yeah.
Let's think about it a couple more ways, because our listener has podcast in who knows what genre, mm-hmm. right? We don't know if they're in real estate, we don't know if they're a life coach, business coach, if they are an attorney. We're not sure if our listener today is an entrepreneurship person or if they are in gymnastics or whatever. There's so many different options. It could be CrossFit. It could be eating healthy. It could
designing
be
designing Tumblr mugs. I know one, there was somebody on the show that was like,
So our listener today, they have a podcast or they're going to have a podcast, and I want to make sure that anything that we say in this coaching call is beneficial to everybody. And so let's think about it like this. Julie, your podcast is called The Conscious Investor. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, why is conscious investing important, Julie? Tell me, why is it important? What can happen if we're not conscious about our investment strategy?
Life goes on without us, and we don't end up where we want to be. And we are basically giving up control if we're not being conscious or conscientious about what we are pursuing financially or as people, humans.
So this could be a good hook. If you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you won't end up where you want to be, whether it's financially or just as humans. And so now you got somebody saying, dang, why is being conscious so important? You've kind of got my interest piqued. I am wanting to know what's up. And I'm thinking, in one way, if your interest in highly successful investors overcoming limitations and become unstoppable forces, you're in the right place. It kind of calls that person out. But I'm wondering if you said, if you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you won't end up where you want to be, not financially or even as human beings. And now people are like, oh crap, I've got to be conscious. And then we might be able to tell them, on this show, we interview highly successful investors and show how they overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success by being the conscious investor. If you're ready to learn what that is so that you can end up where you want to be, let's dive in.
Okay, question. I'm grateful I'm like capturing all of this. Okay, so then because I have an interview and podcaster, you might have some different formats like I do on your podcast where I have guests, but then I also have solo, and I have touch on two different topics. I touch on the investing specifically with my guest, and then I have the mindset episode. So should I call that out as well? Or should I leave it, you know, hey, I mean, on this show, we interview highly successful investors and share how they overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success.
So if you're listening, I really want you to gain from this right now. Julie's basically asking, there's all this really important stuff. There's these details about the podcast that could really be helpful. So is it important that I make sure that they understand and know that? My thought is, if we had all the time in the world, if we could have a 2-minute, 3-minute intro, it maybe makes sense to basically write a novel for them so that they can have all of the things. But when we want to keep it to 15 seconds, we need to trim the fat. It's funny, Julie and I were talking about
macros,
macros and the high fat proteins and the lean meat proteins. But in this case, because Julie and I both love eating fat, we love the deliciousness, tenderness. I get it. But if our goal is to shorten this, we got to trim the fat. We got to pull some of that stuff off. If you like it, if you don't like it, You got to pull it off because it's prime real estate. So Julie's asking, well, wouldn't I want to tell them that I do some interview episodes? And wouldn't I want to tell them that I also have episodes on mindset, because mindset's so important to conscious investing? And so shouldn't I tell them all that? I don't honestly think it's that important. So you, as you're creating your intro for your podcast, or recreating, reworking mm-hmm. your intro for your podcast, you need to put things through a filter of what is the absolute most important stuff that the person hears, and what are the little details that we can get hung up on because we want to tell them everything. Let's also talk about this, a difference between maybe your intro, my listener, your intro, and Julie's intro. Your intro might say stuff like, Abby graduated from Yale with a double major and got her doctorate from another Ivy League school. It might say, Abby's got three kids, or it might say, Abby's a single mom, or it might say all of these different things that don't matter so much. So you don't have to put your bio. And that's a thing to point out about this is Julie had it at 29 seconds already, which is pretty freaking good. Like, that's shorter than yours, I can almost guarantee it. But she never said her experience within real estate. She never said like how many kids she has. She never says that she loves mountain biking, staying fit, staying active, traveling. It doesn't talk about her hair color. It doesn't talk about where she grew up. It doesn't talk about where she graduated. It doesn't talk about if she's married or not married. It talks about the thing that matters to the listener. And so that's the first thing to point out, is take a page out of Julie's book. As you're creating your intro, you don't have to say all the stuff. My intro for this podcast basically says that you're going to learn how to be a better podcaster. And let's dive in. It doesn't say Adam Adams has had multiple podcasts and sold one of them and made this much money when he sold it. And you can listen to him because he's a father. And so you resonate with fathers. And he also likes mountain biking and jeeping and crushing his hand while he's jeeping. And he also likes this.
You don't know anyone like that.
And we don't know anyone like that. And he graduated from this school in music education. And because of that, he wrote his own music to the podcast, which is really cool music. And secondly, he was an educator. And so you're going to learn a lot from Adam because he knows how to educate, because that's what he went to school for. And so you get ready to buckle in. Like, after 2 minutes of hearing my bio, you don't want to listen to the podcast. I want you to know what's in it for you. So if we want to grab somebody's attention, capture their attention, make sure that they're going to listen to our podcast, we have to say either we've got to get them a hook. I kind of want Julie's hook to be, if you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you might not end up where you want to be, or you won't end up where you want to be, whether it's financially or just as humans or as a human or as a person, whether it's financially or any other part of your life. Now they're saying, dang, this might be important. So think about fear of missing out. Think about any type of, I hate to say it like this because none of what I do is ever manipulative. It doesn't come from a bad place. It's just that I understand when I'm talking to my listener, when I'm talking to my guests, when I'm trying to add value to the listener, I sometimes have to basically draw my line in the sand and show them what's on that side and what's on this side. I used to have on my other podcast, I helped people like attract capital for their deals. And some of the ways to like draw a line in the sand or to show the difference between your podcast and some other podcast, it's like, I could say something like, 9 out of 10 investors tell you that if you find a deal, the money will come. But that honestly doesn't happen. If you don't have a relationship with the money, it's not just going to jump into your first deal. So that's like, that has a stat into it. And it starts to get you to think my way. It starts to get you to be like, ooh, okay, so there's something I got to do before I find the deal. And so now you're open to my way of thinking. So I'm drawing a line in the sand saying, all of these other people say that, I say this. And that's a good way for people to say, I can follow Adam. I can follow Julie. I want to use Dave Ramsey as an example real fast, though. Dave, he talks about how the paid off mortgage is replacing the BMW as a status symbol. He talks about that. And it's interesting because everybody's like, we want to keep up with the Joneses. We want to have a nice car. We want to be able to show all the hard work that we've done over this amount of time. And so we go, and in many cases, we buy a BMW before we can actually afford a BMW. Like, we can make the payments, sure, but we're not in like a great financial place to be making those payments. We should probably have paid off our house or invested in something or whatever it is first. So Dave, whether you like him or not, he's got like four things that he says that are drawing a line in the sand. It basically shows what is everybody else doing and what is he doing. And that allows the person, the listener, that allows you to decide whether you're going to follow this or not. And half of the people will. Just like that story of the cave person that we've mentioned many times. His name's because he's a cave person and they didn't have very complicated names back then. Anyway, we've got to figure out, how do we draw this line in the sand? How do we show that we're different? How do we show why is it good to be on our side? And we can put a little bit of that into the way we talk all the time, the way we talk with our customers, the way we talk with our clients, the way we talk with our podcast listeners, the way we speak on our recorded coaching calls, on our recorded, what are those called? Coaching. What is that even called? A recorded. Why can't I think
like,
of it?
Like a coaching like an, session or
like an educational webinar or something like you record something. Anyway, the way we want to speak is drawing that line in the sand all the time, showing what's on that side, what's on this side. Something you hear a lot from me is, I don't want you to just have a podcast. Like, just having a podcast doesn't serve you. You have to have listeners, because you either want one of two things. You either want to make money or an impact. So either you want income or impact. You want your company to grow, or you want to leave a legacy in this world. You can't do either of those if you don't have listener base. So now you're thinking, he's right. There's people out there that just have a podcast. They have a diary. They have a journal. They are recording podcasts to themselves, but they don't have anyone listening. And so they'll never make any money. They'll never make any impact. So it's a waste of time to have this virtual diary. Mm-hmm. So I come and try to change that for you and say, it's not ready, fire, aim. It's ready, aim, fire. We want to separate this and show whatever's this wrong common knowledge for this new thing. And so with Julie's and with yours, you're going to think of what is that? Julie's is called the conscious investor. Nobody knows what that means. If we're just saying, if you're interested, and I'm going to put butterflies on top of this, if you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. It's too positive. It's too, here's a vitamin. If you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you will not end up where you want to be financially or even as a human being. And then you go into the stuff that you need to talk about. I think the last thing I said was financially or as a human. And then we go into, on this show, we interview highly successful investors and show how they overcome limitations and become unstoppable force of success. If you're ready to learn what it is, what that is, I think we want to say
there we go.
To be a conscious investor. If you want to learn what it is to be a conscious investor and end up where you want, then let's dive in. All right, Julie, you had a couple of great thoughts on some of this copy. Do you want to share that?
Yeah. One of the things in my pedigree, I do have a background as a writer. So let me give everybody a grammar lesson real fast. I know that grammar isn't many people's favorite things, but when an editor explained this to me, I didn't realize what I was doing. And I was using a lot of passive verbs, and it makes for very, very weak copywriting. And so when we are reviewing that first part where it says, if you're not conscious about your investment strategy, if we put the word might end up, that's a flimsy passive verb. Might is just passive, or were, or have been. All of these things are just flimsy, and it's not drawing the line in the sand. And so when we say you won't end up where you want to be, that's drawing a line in the sand, and it's using a very clear word. It also reduces your word count. So if you're, you know, tight on space, just look and say, like, where am I using? You're probably using a lot of passive verbs.
That's really good. That's really, really, really good. I have noticed when I'm doing my podcast that it seems to land a lot more with coaching clients as well. Like even when I do a discovery call, when I'm having a discovery call with somebody who's a potential client, I don't use like passive things. I don't say wishy-washy stuff. It's like, I will ask let's say I'm on a discovery call. A discovery call, by the way, is I'm interviewing you, you're interviewing me, and then we decide if we work together or not. But when I'm on those discovery calls, a couple of things that I'll do is I will get to know you as best I can. What is your goal? And if you achieve that goal, what will happen? And what is your avatar? And how much money can you make? And when I understand these things about you, if I look at my business model, how we can serve you, I look to think, do I believe if we're a fit? If I don't believe we're a fit, I'll keep asking questions. And I actually, this has happened so many times, especially just in the last 2 months. I get on calls with people on these discovery calls, and I'm just like, do not start a podcast. It's going to waste your time. Because some people aren't ready for it. They don't know what it's all about. They're not going to stay doing it for long enough. They can't make enough money through it, whatever it would be. I always ask those questions to make sure that I understand. But if I have that conviction, I basically assume the sale. It's a really good sales strategy, is assume that it's going to happen. When I was knocking doors and I knocked on somebody's door and I basically said, hey, do you want to buy an alarm? I didn't say, hey, do you want to buy an alarm system? I would say, hey, I'm here because the Joneses got broken into. I want to have my ADT signs all over the neighborhood, and I could give you a free home security system if you wouldn't mind putting this sign in. And the sign's still going to help you. See how I'm saying the sign is still going to help you? The sign's still going to help you because it's going to be a deterrent, going to be a deterrent. It is a deterrent from people to break in. And since it's already happening, you might want that sign anyway. We'll give you a free home security system. You just have to keep it monitored, hooked up with ADT, whatever that costs a month. But everything else, I want a gift for you. So I know a lot of your neighbors are going to start buying alarms ever since the Joneses got broken into. I want them to buy from us instead of from somebody else. So that advertising would really help us out. And then I assume the sale even more. And I look at their front door and I say, so it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. Like it's going to be easy. It's going to be painless because it's a wireless connection. And it's going to go right here on your door. And then on your back door, is that a door like this or is it a sliding door? And they say it's a sliding door. And then I walk into their house, just walk in without permission. And I say, oh, it's a sliding door. Let me show you how we're going to do that. And in Spanish, you say, con permiso, with permission. I'm coming in. And so I'm just basically going to say, oh, let me show you how we're going to protect you back there. And just walk in. And all of these things sound scary. They can seem scary. Like you're writing your copy, like the way that Julie's saying that you should, by saying you won't instead of you might not, you won't end up where you want. It becomes, you're like, I'm being a little forceful. I'm being a little forward right now. Well, the point being that you're actually going to be able to start getting that person to take the action that they need, your listener to take the action. If you have weak copy, you don't serve your listener. You don't get them excited. You don't let them listen. You don't let them gain the value. You don't let them do the thing. So it's best to use the stronger copy, as Julie was saying. If you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you won't end up where you want to be financially or as a human. On this show, we interview highly successful people. So that's the story. And then we go to the offer. If you're ready to learn what it is to be a conscious investor so you can end up where you want, let's dive in. All right. I don't know how long that is. If you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you won't end up where you want to be, not financially or as a human. On this show, we interview highly successful investors and share how they overcame limitations to become unstoppable forces of success. If you're ready to learn what it takes to be an unconscious investor, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. So it's like 20 seconds. It's like 20 seconds. So we were able to cut off a good 9 seconds or so. And I think that's helpful.
I think that's really helpful. Thank you. Okay. I love it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye for now. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.